Secret Services, this is Winfrey. How may I help you?
Well, I've been waiting you guys to call me back. I have a claim in July the 6th. My name is Jose Siqueira. I live at 175 Softwood Circle. And I called a little while ago, and I was expecting a reply from you guys. And I'm still expecting a reply from you guys. Because the people were supposed to come here and change my air conditioning unit. They never show up. I have to put $1,740, whatever. And they got that money, and I still don't have the unit. My house is still hot. So this was July the 6th. They're supposed to be here. They haven't showed up yet. And that's somebody that you guys recommended to use. You send them here. So I don't have the air conditioning. I don't have the money. So I don't know what is going on. I want to have the air conditioning. I don't care about the money, but I want to have the air conditioning installed.
What's your address?
So what is your idea? Huh?
What's your address?
175 Softwood Circle, Roswell, Georgia. 30076.
Okay, one moment, sir.
I thought somebody was already in line, so you have to start everything again. Okay. That's complicated. I've been waiting for about half an hour now. Somebody else talked to me and said, I'm going to get in touch with the other, with the, you know, the people that was supposed to be doing this. And nothing had happened.
Yes, sir. The parts haven't arrived at Ferguson yet. So it says about
they should be here on the 6th.
Okay, well, that's not
that's
our problem, sir. If the parts is not available, we have to wait till they come available. And I do see that a manager in our corporate office has stated that the parts are not at Ferguson, and we waited long enough. So First American will have to resubmit the work order over to Ferguson to see about a new part because the part still hasn't arrived. So if the part isn't available,
the thing
sir.
Is, I don't have air conditioning.
Okay, well, you need to call First American.
In the summer. I know. The part haven't arrived. You guys probably should have the part. I know. That's what
you
I'm
need
saying.
To contact
so,
First American,
every time
sir.
I have air conditioning issues, I got to wait a month.
You have to contact First American.
Let's be serious here. Let's be serious. I did. I called them. They were supposed to get in touch with you guys.
And they haven't as of yet. They still haven't.
Okay. The number one thing, you got the money out of my account without having the unit. So what do I think about that? You got this $1,743 on my account, and I still don't have air conditioning in my house.
Yes, sir. Like I stated, you will need to wait for that part, but we are waiting on First American, so you will need
to
speak with them.
The part? I mean, just a unit.
You'll need to speak with First American.
Yes, I talked with them also. They say they were going to talk to you guys. Okay, don't take the money out of my account then. If you don't have the unit, why are you going to take the money?
Yes, sir, you can contact First American.
No, you the one that got the money out of my account. It wasn't First American. I paid them every month. And nothing was done, and nobody was here. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I know. So what can you explain me? How come I didn't get the service that I paid for? That's what I'm asking. That's simple. How come I didn't get the service that I've paid $1,743? That's not easy. And I haven't got any service. I'm still here without air conditioning. 93 degrees outside.
I do understand your frustration, Mrs. Sankara, but at the as of right now, we were waiting on the part to arrive at Ferguson. And First American is the people that's ordered the part for it to arrive at Ferguson. If the part hasn't arrived there yet and we've been waiting and waiting and going by Ferguson, contacting Ferguson, we've been waiting on that part to arrive, it's out of our jurisdiction. Our corporate office manager stated that the parts are not at Ferguson. We waited long enough. First American will have to resubmit.
That's ridiculous. And here I am. You guys took $1,700 out of my account without me have any service. So give me the money back. That would be fine, okay? Because you know, you took the money without doing the job. That's not fair, of course. That's ridiculous. I know you're not going to answer. Yeah, because that's so ridiculous.
I do understand that, Mr. Sinclair. So what I would need for you to do is contact First American and see when they're able to resubmit that to Ferguson, because we've waited long enough. We went by Ferguson. We've called Ferguson. I see notations in the order where our agents have called Ferguson to inquire about that part, and it's still not there yet.
Anyway, why did you guys take the money out of my account before you got the part?
Because you have to pay before we come out. That's the protocol. It's non-covered charges that your warranty company did not cover. So if it's non-covered charges that your warranty company does not cover, you have to pay those before we even come out there, before we order the part. So now that you pay, we have to wait for the part to arrive. Your next step is to secure them, is to call First American.
Okay. You guys are doing great. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for calling us here at Circus Services.